Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet three-time cancer survivor and founder of Christmas for Kids, a charity organization that works with a slew of hospitals to bring presents at Christmas time for kids with cancer, Zach Rushing. Here you go.
My amazing state of Mississippi has proposed a bill that is supposed to be passed tonight that they put a $1,000 bounty on every illegal. What? Your boy's about to get paid. Okay, somebody better call Astro Ford and let him know I'm coming because I'm upgrading to an F-350. Are you kidding me right now? It is time to suit up, boys. We just thought damn hunting season was over with. We got to get ready. No, I got them all. I got the Berettas. Get the Benellis. Not the Supernovas. Get the Black Eagles. Yeah, we need efficiency. You can leave the duck chokes in them. They all flock together.
Wow, YouTube. Now that's unexpected. You see, I'm going to go out on a limb here and give me some leeway, but I'm going to predict that the charity Christmas for Kids, the presents that you get are a little bit different if you're an undocumented kid with cancer. Huh? I mean, maybe when Johnny gets the toy Megatron, or maybe when Susie gets the Easy Bake Oven, Enrique gets the Desert Eagle in a paddy wagon. Looks like the Christmas present is what happens when you drop him off wherever he's supposed to be dropped off to pick up your money. Oh, you didn't hear that part. No, there's more to what this guy says. This pillar of the community.
My amazing state of Mississippi has proposed a bill that is supposed to be passed tonight that they put a $1,000 bounty on every illegal. What? Your boy's about to get paid. Okay, somebody better call Astro Ford and let him know I'm coming because I'm upgrading to an F-350. Are you kidding me right now? It is time to suit up, boys. We just thought damn hunting season was over with. We got to get ready. We got shit. Hang on. What? No. No, I got them all. I got the Berettas. Get the Benellis. Not the Supernovas. Get the Black Eagles. Yeah, we need efficiency. You can leave the duck chokes in them. They all flock together. It's okay. Go ahead. Look, y'all, they are doing this 100%. This is a real fucking thing. They are going to pay citizens. They are basically deputizing our asses, okay? They are going to pay citizens to get a damn $1,000 a head. Hang on, I got my damn I got to get ready to go. I just heard about this. It didn't happen. $1,000 a head. What they're doing, all right? Already got Rocket down there at the warehouse. He's getting the enclosed trailer for transportation purposes. He's also getting the shrimp trawls, the cast nets, and the lassos. I was ill-prepared, so this is not okay. Because here's the thing. They're a spooky individual. They really are. You got to be there before they get there. You can't just show up while they're already in there. They're going to spook on you. They're going to flare. You got to get in there before they do it, all right? Hang on. What? Y'all, it's about to go down. Your boy's about to get fucking paid, okay? We got to do a little bit of research in order to figure out where exactly I have to bring them in order to get paid. But I got my phone charger. I got it ready to go in case I got to keep refreshing the page to see if this damn bill passes and shit. But if they do, I need to know where to bring them. And I do accept Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, or cash money on the damn barrelhead. Shit's about to go down. Are you kidding me? Mississippi done come up with a whole new damn season. Gonna have to attack it a little bit differently. But at the same time, it's hunting. We finna get after it, all right? Shit.
Now that's interesting, YouTube. That is interesting. I'm gonna break it down for you because I know you're conflicted. I was conflicted. Number one, this is a comedian. Let me show you here. if you want to check this out, www.zachrushinglive.com. That's his comedy website. Go check that out. Leave a couple reviews there if you'd like. But as a comedian, is he just joking? Who is this guy? Well, I'd say once you start talking about the kind of weapons and ammunition you're going to use in this roundup, and the zip ties, and the paddy wagon that you're going to throw them into, the joke kind of lands a little flat for me, YouTube. What do you think? Especially knowing that even if he is just joking, the people that listen to him, because he has millions of viewers, how dangerous is that, do you think? You see, you may have recognized the face, you may recognize the name. Zach Rushing was a nobody, a talentless comic. He still is, but now he's got a little fame because of a little thing he did called the Black Cookout. He said it himself.
That's when my buddy that I play football with, who invited me to come to this cookout. And that went stupid viral. I think it had 760,000 shares, 1.3 billion views. Like, it was way up there. Like, I was already on a grande status on that one. And I was checking my messenger. I got a message from Facebook said, hey, look, you may have a knack for this. I'm your new Facebook manager. You need to create a business page.
Right. Right. See, that's how he got big. That's when it got big for him, because people of color, black people, gave him a pass, laughed with him in his ignorance. We said, you know what? This guy's not that bad. He's willing to call himself out. But there's something in there now with context. There's something in that original post that I'd like to point out to you so that you don't feel bad as we flame this guy and call him out, so that you don't feel bad as you go to BBB Outdoors and review it in the way that you should. When you go to his comedy website and review it in the way that you should, I want to make sure that you understand that you're doing the right thing. So let's break down how he got big.
About a week ago, get a call from a buddy of mine, play football together. Says, hey, buddy, I want you to come to a cookout. Hell, you ain't got to hit me in the face with a whip mop. I like cookouts. So I show up to the cookout. All right. As I step out of my pick-em-up truck, I realize that the only three white things at this cookout is the salt shaker, the napkins, and me. All right. As I'm walking up, I am being greeted by his grandma and grandpa and his great-grandma and grandpa and his 47 cousins. All right, which there's no way for me to remember all these people's names. Anyway, there's a long table where the food everybody's eating. That. Okay. They bring me over and set me down at the head of the table. I'm already really uncomfortable at this point because I don't know what's about to happen. Well, they say the blessing and I get up to go fix my food. Well, I was not aware that at a black cookout, you do not fix your own plate. They fix your plate for you. Now, they bring me a whopping Dixie plate that some bitches rounded off like this with barbecue. Okay. And I'm going to eat it. Don't get me wrong. I don't waste food. I'm going to eat it. So as I'm sitting there munching away, you know, just kind of getting my bearings about where I'm at, these two ladies walk up to me, two of his aunties, with two different potato salads. All right. They said, we want to get your opinion on which one of these is better. Now, apparently just because I'm white, I'm supposed to know the different calibers of mayonnaise. Well, I ain't finna piss nobody off at this cookout, okay? So I ate both of them, and I told them that they were just so damn good, both of them, I couldn't pick one. Now, at this current time, I am almost in a food coma because I've ate so much because I didn't want to disrespect nobody's cooking there. And then his great-grandma, Mama T, that's what they call her. She comes up to me with what looks like a 5-pound piece of cherry pie. Now, let me paint a picture for you. I've got the meat sweats, all right? Got barbecue sauce on my shirt. I'm drifting in and out of consciousness, and she's bringing me a 5-pound piece of pie. Now, I saw Friday After Next. I know what happens when you disrespect somebody's grandmama. I saw what happened to Craig and Day-Day when they disrespect somebody's grandmama. You ain't finna be chasing me through these pines because we way out in the woods at this cookout. I'm white, not stupid. I finish this pie and I drift off into a Caucasian kykosis of a food coma. And I did just like this right here, just like this. I went, whew, I'm full. As soon as I tipped my head back up, the table I'm sitting at is no more food on this table. I don't know how long I was out for. But somehow, I'm still in the same chair. I have been dealt into a high-stakes spades game at an all-black cookout besides me. What the fuck is going on? How did I get here? At what point in my life did I take this turn to take me to where I'm at? And that, the cards is in front of me, and I got no idea how to play spades, okay? None. I got no idea. All right, I'm white. We played Go Fish and Cornhole. All we did, we got bored one day, literally did the whitest thing possible, walked out in the field, got some corn, took our pocket knives and cut it off the stalk, all right? put it in a bag, went over there, found some plywood in the shed, cut a hole in it, put it on an angle, and we toss it at each other. That's what we do. I have no idea what spades is. So as they give me the runaround idea of what the hell is going on with this spades game, I look at my hand and I realize that I probably got a pretty decent hand. Well, they asked me, they said, Zach, how many books you got? Which they had just explained this to me now. I'm talking about just now. I said, it looks like I got 8 books. Apparently, that is the wrong damn answer for your first hand of spades ever, because as soon as I said I got 8 books, 3 Glock 9s hit the top of the table. I've got every damn spade you could possibly have and 3 other aces. Well, as I survive that round, I go to get up, and one of his cousins come over and taps me on the shoulder and say, hey, buddy, you want to go throw bones? I don't know what they're talking about. I ain't got a shitting clue what they're talking about. But I ain't gonna piss nobody off. You gotta understand, at this point, I am in survival mode. I am not pissing not one person off at this cookout. I do whatever they tell me to do. If they want me to stand on my head and blow bubbles out of my ass, I will do it. Don't hurt me. Okay? Now, I did not know bones meant dice. I was leaning more toward dominoes, which I kind of knew how to play from the Elks Lodge. But apparently, bones means dice. I lost $36 so fast my fucking head was spinning. Okay, and apparently when they yell gator, that just code word for white man loses, because they just took my money. I just put some more down until I ran out of money, which is fine. Made it through that one too. Now, as I'm slowly trying to make my way back to my truck, I went over to thank Mama T. You know, I thank my buddy. I thanked everybody on the way to my truck. And I've got my truck in my sights. I am zeroed in on my truck trying to leave this place. Now, I get to my truck. I put my hand on my truck to go open it, and there's a sense of relief that comes over me. Like, I didn't piss nobody off, nothing went wrong. I went, whew, I made it. Now, as I open my door, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around. The whole damn cookout is behind me. Everybody there is right around my truck, with Mama T right there in the front and my buddy. And he looked at me, he said, hey buddy, next week's Mama T's birthday, you coming back? And I looked at him, bamboozled on what to say. And the only thing I could come up with was, you damn right I'm coming back, because that's the best damn barbecue I've ever had in my life. I don't know if you've ever been to All Black Cookout, but I'm going to tell you something. If you get the invitation, you better take that shit, because that is the best food you ever going to get and the nicest damn people. I scared shitless. I ain't going to lie. I'm a big guy. I was acting like a little bitch. I didn't know what was happening. But at the same time, that's the most fun and some of the best people I've ever been around in my entire life. I'm going back next week. Bet. I told him, I said, y'all need me to bring something, like some ice, because I ain't trying to cook with y'all. Y'all want some ice? Or like some, you want me to go get my little cousin Kyle to wear his monster hats and shit? And bring him, you know, so he'll feel at home. He got white beaters and stuff. What y'all need? They told me I couldn't bring nothing but myself, me, and I, which I will be there. I'm white, not stupid. I ain't pissing nobody off. Shit.
That's funny. That's funny, man. Really funny. And you know, looked at it from the lens of somebody who's had some personal change. Black people everywhere reacted to it. Look at this. We loved it. We gave him the pass because we thought maybe it came from a place of personal change, deep understanding. But now seeing who you are, what you really are, you see, Mama T's cookout was you using black people as pawns to make money. You saw him say it himself. No wonder you don't have a problem with black people. But you did. Now in the light of who you are, I realize that you're just a punk-ass bitch that was scared of your own shadow because you thought that all black people was thugs and violent until you met them.
But I ain't gonna piss nobody off. You gotta understand, at this point, I am in survival mode. I am not pissing not one person off at this cookout. I do whatever they tell me to do. If they want me to stand on my head and blow bubbles out of my ass, I will do it. Don't hurt me. We're gonna get in the nicest damn people. I scared shitless. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a big guy. I was acting like a little bitch. I didn't know what was happening. But
just like all MAGA nuts, until it affects you or you know it personally, you stereotype and you don't give a damn. Tell me, Zach Rushing, after the cookout and you were stuffed full and happy after being served by black women everywhere and, of course, not getting murdered by the grace of God, because you know how those people are. I wonder, does Mama T know that this is what you think of them?
Trip. Oh, look at it. Hey, buddy, you want to show that? Hey, hang on a minute. Hey, Big Daddy, come here. Hey, you want to show everybody your trick? Hey, be a Democrat. Be a Democrat. Oh, look at you learning how to beg for stuff that you didn't work for. Here you go, buddy.
Come here, man. He did this all on his own the first.
Does she know that that's what you think of her? Huh? Does that black family know that that's what you think of them? Dogs begging. Maybe since the only way you can actually find in yourself to be a decent person to another race or culture is having to go there, be scared of them for 3 hours, and then realize that they're not what you thought they were. Have you ever been to a Mexican cookout? Maybe your racist ass will find out that getting them with love
instead of guns and zip ties,
eating some of their food and meeting some of their families can make you some more money. It's better than counting your ammunition and putting on face paint because those Mexican animals are spooky. They spook easy.
I was ill-prepared, so this is not okay. Because here's the thing, they're a spooky individual. They really are. You got to be there before they get there. You can't just show up while they're already in there. They're going to spook on you. They're going to flare.
That turns you on, doesn't it? You love that. You live for that, Zach Rushing, you disgusting, filthy piece of shit. I don't care how many fake or real charities you run. It won't make up for the amount of people that you've turned and given a permission structure to be gross and violent because they trust you. It won't change the amount of black people who gave you a pass because they didn't know that you thought Mama T was this. Show it again.
Oh, look at you learning how to beg for stuff that you didn't work for. Here you go, buddy.
As a matter of fact, Zach Rushing, owner of BBB Outdoors, whose charity is sponsored by people like Pepsi, Buffalo Wild Wings, who give their name to something that you do because they think you're a good person and you're good at faking it. I wonder how many of those black people do you see just like those dogs, huh? Great to be around, Zach, but not fully human beings begging for everything they didn't work for and they're put here for your amusement. How many of them do you see like that dog? How many of those black friends, Zach, do you think saw you get giddy at the chance to go lynch some Mexicans? I doubt it. All the love they showed you, you learned nothing. So we're going to teach it to you. I call bullshit, Zach. You used them, and you think they're dogs when you left. While you were there, you thought they were murderous, rampaging N-words. But because they fed you and treated you like a human being with decency that you didn't deserve, you found it in your heart to make a nice joke about it, and they made you the most money that you've ever made in one video. All of the people who shared it were black. Happy to welcome you in, and you learn nothing. Ready to go lynch some more Mexicans, because they didn't invite you to the cookout. But they can sure make you some more money, huh, Zach? Oh, you about to get rich with your face paint. Go spook those animals, those brownies. Here's the last thing, YouTube. I want to make sure that while you are review bombing BBB Outdoors, review bombing ZachRushingLive.com, and while you are calling up his sponsors that you see in the picture to ensure that they know what type of charity this guy's running, who's getting the presents and who's not, and what type of presents they're getting. Is it a trolley truck? Or a bullet. And you find out that the Zach Rushing Foundation, whatever that does, at 228-392-0076, 9337B, W Oak Lawn Road, Biloxi, Mississippi, 39532. While you're informing these people, the only reason why, like all other MAGA numbnuts, Zach Rushing has a foundation, the only one that we know actually does something and has a mission statement, is because he had cancer. That's why he's so forthcoming with the presents for kids with cancer. Like all MAGA, the only reason why he likes black people all of a sudden and thinks they're cool and funny is because they fed him and gave him money and supported his cause. Like all MAGA, only when it affects him does it matter. That's why you're going to be review bombing. That's why you're going to introduce yourself to all of those companies that he owns and to the people who co-own them with him and all of the sponsors while you ask them, because I don't believe that they know this Zach Rushing. I want to give you one last piece of information to buoy your spirit so you know you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing while you're doing that. You want to know what that piece of information is? Well, listen to this. Spanish-speaking caregivers were more likely to incorrectly identify whether their child was on a clinical trial compared with English-speaking caregivers because it wasn't important enough to tell them whether or not they were taking a clinical trial. Undocumented children with cancer will and are being used as guinea pigs. So someone who cares about childhood cancer still more, I figured maybe while you're getting these review bombs and your phone calls, when it affects you, maybe you'll care a little bit more, because that's how you work as a MAGA experience. There's more. While you're out there telling the sponsors and review bombing and going to his websites and his BBB clothing, BBB outdoor clothing line, remind them that 11% of undocumented caregivers avoided or delayed medical care for their child due to concerns over the undocumented immigration status. How many of them died before Christmas time because of the fear that people like Zach Rushing put in their faces and their hearts? How many of them would have gone a little bit earlier to the doctor if they hadn't seen that people like Zach Rushing were loading their guns, giddy and happy and dancing around, waiting to go hunt them down? We go a-hunting, boys! How many of those kids with cancer would have got an extra present from you, Zach? I'd say about 11%. Catching it early is usually the best way to stay alive when it comes to cancer. But you should know that. You had it 3 times. That's why you care. I hope there's a course correction after my people, Political Drain, my people, in that comment section. They know what to do. They know who to email, who to call. They've been listening. But if you are undocumented and you do need help and care, I'm also putting in the comment section all of the groups that are there to help you get that. Not guns to go find you. Join us in D.C. for the Veterans March, Sons of Liberty, and Political Drain. We are going down there with 5051 and Cliff Cash, Jessica Denson. Listen, Drill Sergeant here to tell you, the Veterans March, because they're getting rid of VA workers, because they're taking away the benefits from people who served this country with dignity and with honor, who've come back hurt, distressed, and the rich oligarchs, and the orange orangutans, and the African immigrants, South African immigrants, white South African immigrants who own spaceships, think that your veterans aren't worth it. So come and join us. Come and join us. D.C., March 14th. It's going to be big. Find out what you can about Zach. Hit him up. Let him know I sent you.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.